This investigation began in September of 2011 after agents received information that Ainsworth had traveled to the home of a 14-year-old girl in Butler County in order to engage in sexual activity with her. Ainsworth was arrested at that time, and he's been jailed since then, awaiting trial on numerous charges related to that attempted meeting. What investigators quickly discovered after that day was an intricate web of false Facebook identities that Ainsworth created and which he used to establish online relationships with young and vulnerable girls. Some of those victims were manipulated into sending him nude photographs of themselves, believing that he was a young surfer who lived in Florida. Other girls were convinced to actually physically meet Ainsworth for sexual encounters and were under the impression that those encounters would help raise money so that the girls could run away to Florida to be with their new, young online friend.